Okay. Are y'all aware that a lot of nonprofits publish their salaries, and they also publish, like, projected salaries 1-2 years in the future? And Whole Foods Supermarket publishes the salaries of their employees here in Houston. I'm not sure if it's every store, but at least one of the stores does. And we have some programmers that work there. That's how I found out.
Well, there. This is Gail again. I know even up in New Jersey, I don't know if they still do. I'd have to ask. But I had a sister who was a principal of a school, and her salary was published, which did not make her happy. I mean, there was nothing to hide, but she certainly didn't like it.
Go ahead.
I mean, it is a matter of public whatever. And you can get that information, I guess, in different places. You get it through different channels. I'm just saying that for me to put in this day of all the, websites and whatever, I just feel uncomfortable with it. That's my own personal feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
this is Mal. Can I get on the stack?
Yes, Mal. KPFA. Yes,
yeah.
Mal Bernstein.
It seems to me that the issue is not publishing salaries. For our board committees, LSV committees to function, they may need certain information, but that's a totally different issue than publishing salaries. I would think that it's clear that LSV should have that information because they do budgeting, and that information is clearly relevant to the budgeting process. But why should it be disseminated further?
Well, because the members, it's their money. And just like the school teachers are published because it's the people's money, right? And it's the same. Pacifica is not like a private company. I mean, it's sponsors. They need to have transparency of what's going on. They should have all knowledge to this. That's just my opinion. And I know the more transparency you have, the more it's a good thing. It's a good thing. I don't see anything bad about this, especially if it's somebody that's volunteering. The only thing that I can see negative is that somebody would not like their coworker to post their salary, because then they themselves would not post theirs, and they would think, well, people can look at his and think, kind of estimate what mine is, and I don't want mine to be. But that's really not the main issue. The main issue is freedom of speech, freedom of expression, and transparency. And I think members have a right to know this. That's what I think.
Nancy.
Yes, go ahead. Mal?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Certainly members should be interested in what the station spends on salaries, but I'm not sure that translates into individual salaries.
Would you want to know the salaries of a nonprofit that you were giving a lot of money to?
Well, I would certainly want to know how much they spent on salaries, but I'm not sure I should care what they pay X, Y, and Z. I certainly want to know how much money they spend on their mission and how much money they spend on overhead. But I don't think I should necessarily care about, in the overhead category, how much they give Mr. Jones and how much they give Mrs. Smith.
Well, the reason is just you happen to not care, but would you care if they were not living wages? Would you rather they be hidden if they're not living wages? I don't think you're thinking like that, right?
Well,
I don't think that's what you're thinking, is it?
speaking as a member of this committee, I think the issue is what information should be available to whom, rather than should we be paying living wages or not? Because clearly that question needs a whole different discussion.
Well, okay. All right. Who else is on this line that has not spoken yet? Marcel had to leave. She sent me an email. Sasha? You got an idea about this?
No, I agree with Mal. I think this is sort of all over the map. And I'm not sure what the focus of the discussion is, to tell you the truth.
I see.
Or what it
okay.
has to do with our committee. I really don't. I think the point is, you know, very often we have an interest in what the highest, you know, ranking member of staff, you know, the two or three highest ranking members of staff receive, and there's a reason for that, to see if they're grossly overpaid, sort of in regards to a budget and the well-being of an organization. But I don't really think that I have any desire whatsoever to know what this board op makes and what that receptionist makes and what this file clerk makes. And, you know, I really, and I think you're also probably getting yourself into legal jams if you possibly publish at different places, you know, unless you've got contracts, legal documents signed by people saying publish this on your website, you know.
Oh, I'm, yeah.
How much trouble?
Permission.
I told you today that you can publish my salary, might not like that tomorrow, so I really wouldn't take any verbal insurance about that. And I agree with Mal.
Oh, no, not verbal.
Here,
written, signed. Release of information.
It's not a release of information. It's totally unimportant. I think it's enough to know all the programming staff combined. These are our programming costs. These are our administrative costs. And this is what our general manager and our program director and maybe our, you know, development director, some of the highest positions get paid. I really don't think there's any reason for board members or committee members to know every single salary at the station.
Okay, go ahead. You don't think that everyone should know this?
Well, I don't.
Bob.
Okay, well, yes. Bob, please, go ahead. WBAI, Bob the Litter.
Okay, and Tracy on the stack, please.
And Tracy after that, okay.
Yeah, we've been discussing this for quite a long time, and we didn't set time limits for agenda items tonight, but I would recommend that we still have one other item left that, you know, I don't know how long that's going to take, and it is, you know, past 10 o'clock in New York. So I would suggest that we, you know, move on pretty soon from this discussion and move on to the next item.
Okay, I think so, because we seem to be at a stalemate here. What's driving me is I feel very sorry for our workers at KPFT, and their hours get cut and cut, and their salaries get cut and cut. And if I were, I think a manager who has a big salary, much bigger than, before they cut the people under them, they should cut their own manager's salary before they just, and if the situation is just not a living wage, and then these people don't know what to do, but if they're lucky to find a better paying job and they leave, who's going to come and work that hard for that salary? And to me, it's just mistreatment. And I think you cannot imagine, unless you're in their shoes, not being able to make ends meet and being so desperate to say, yes, I'll give permission to publish my salary. You have to be really desperate to do that. Okay, that's all. Let's table this, and please, everybody, think about it. There are some churches that do. I know churches that publish everything. And I don't want to repeat. Oh, Tracy's on the stack. I'm sorry. Tracy, go ahead.
Oh, that's okay. I can skip it.
All right. Okay. Could somebody please read me? I can't tell. Where are we now? The last thing.
I can do that.
Thank you,
from
Bob.
Your version of the agenda. It said code of conduct addition, signature of manager, signature of applicant, and then photocopy given to applicant.
Yes. Okay. Thank you for telling me this does not exist at the other stations. Is it something, so this is just a KPFT thing. And what it is when someone has a complaint, they just fill it out. It's one page, and they give it to the manager. And it has been, not doing very well. There's no oversight, and if the complaint is about the manager, there's no oversight at all. And in order to make more, to give it more teeth, I think the manager should sign it that they've received it, this complaint, and then, make it more official. The author promises that the truth to the best of their ability, and a photocopy be given. That way things don't suddenly disappear or fall through the cracks. There's the copy. And I think all the stations should have this, that workers have a right to complain and, do what they want with it. If they wait a while, what they think is efficient time to solve the problem, and it's not solved, then go to the next step, send to the P&B or send to the executive director or whatever they think is best. I know there was a are you interested in this kind of code of conduct report at your other stations? Do you think it's a good idea? Do you want to talk to your programmers about this?
R. Paul Stack.
And Bob.
Yes.
Stack.
Yes, R. Paul, WBAI. R. Paul
Martin.
R. Paul Martin,
WBAI. Yeah, this is something that actually this committee in a prior incarnation went over quite a bit. I can recommend going to the website and looking through the old emails and through the files section, and you'll find stuff about this. How many years ago did we do this? And in terms of this particular type of thing, the KPFT complaint stuff was taken as a model and handed to the PNB as a motion from the committee, the details of which I don't remember anymore, but it should be up on the website somewhere. And I forget what the PNB did with it, but it sort of has gone there. And I think either we have the policy or it sort of has fallen by the wayside or something. But in terms of having a complaint, the signing thing could be a problem, because then management will want to sign it if it's about management, so that's a problem. Anyway, that's it.
Bob?
Well,
letter, WBAI?
Yeah, this seems to me to be another case where there are already rules on the books, and the question is, are they adequate and are they being enforced? It's not, and I'm not talking about the code of conduct. I'm talking about the personnel manual throughout Pacifica. All workers, whether they're paid or unpaid, are supposed to fall under. Now, from what I understand, the document that exists is from the late 90s, and it's written in a very anti-labor way, and it's got a lot of problems with it. So I'm not in any way vouching for that as an adequate solution. But I'm just saying that seems to me the way to address that, if we're talking about staff, whether paid or unpaid, then maybe that should be addressed through the personnel committee of the PNB to look at, are the protections for workers filing complaints strong enough now, and do they need to be strengthened? Or if they are strong, does enforcement of the rules need to be monitored? That's a different question than a generalized code of conduct that for anyone who has a complaint against anyone in a station. That's kind of a whole different kettle of fish, and I think it's extremely problematic, because once you bring in other players in Pacifica, there's all kinds of political issues about, is this really a complaint or is this a political disagreement, and where do you draw the line between them, whereas workers have defined rights or should have defined rights. And that's covered through another venue, not through a code of conduct, but through a set of rules for both management and for staff. So I think it's sort of neither fish nor fowl, a code of conduct, and I don't think it's a good way to go about, addressing the issue you're concerned about, Nancy, which is a legitimate issue, but just not committee or with this method of a code of conduct.
Okay, well, we do have this form, and it's not even known to the programmers. They don't even know about it. I mean, I don't know why. Why is it? A few of them know, but one of them did get fired and presented it to the management, and nothing happened. Absolutely nothing. And so this is a former programmer that's, you know, very much hurt and doesn't know what else they can do. So you think, in your opinion, this is this needs to be in a personnel manual rule that needs to be reformed?
Well, certainly reexamined and possibly changed. You know, I mean, I haven't looked at it in years, but yeah, it's a different issue than a code of conduct to me.
And volunteer or paid, either way, it's this personnel manual applies to, right? All
well, staff. Those of us who are unpaid staff, and also the bylaws of Pacifica use the term unpaid staff to distinguish them from volunteers. Volunteers are people who come in from time to time and do work to help the station. Unpaid staff are almost all the programmers who come in on a fixed basis, you know, put in a certain number of hours each month. So not to be nitpicking, but it is pretty important to understand that terminology so that because you do take on a different relationship to management if you're a staff than if you're just an occasional volunteer. So, sorry about that point.
Where does LSB fall in?
Fall in to what?
Are they volunteers or unpaid staff?
Well, not really either. They're, you know, part of the governance structure. That's sort of a different entity.
This is Gail. I'm going to have to get off, but
okay. Go ahead,
this
Gail.
This is something that needs to be pursued, and I think very much in the present, not 6 months from now. The terminology can be very confusing. It's enough to create some true problems. So I do believe that that some discussion needs to be had in regard to not only the terminology but certainly the bylaws governing each entity.
Like volunteers or unpaid staff or paid staff.
Yeah, there's an awful lot that the bylaws themselves, obviously, and I've said this often, there truly needs to be a revisiting of the entire structure of the bylaws, i.e. a bylaws convention or something. but at any rate, I just wanted to throw that in since we're talking about this.
Well, thank you that you feel it is very important. I think it's very important, and we got to do something because we're losing volunteers and we're losing unpaid staff because they get their feelings hurt, and I think they have good reason to get their feelings hurt.
I think we have to look at it across the board. Everybody from management to paid staff or quote unpaid staff. To volunteers or whomever, there needs to be a true rethinking of how those bylaws are written and who falls under what.
Do you have a suggestion box at your station, or how do problems get?
Well, right now that's not a good question to ask me.
Oh, no.
Because we're certainly going through some true ups and downs.
Well, you see, if things are not addressed, they boil up and then they become big, you know, earthquakes.
Yeah, I would agree with that. But I'm just saying at this point, I don't even want to get into that on this call.
I'm not asking the person. No, no. Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Gail. Thank you very much.
All right. Good night to everyone.
Good night. Okay. Was that the last thing on our thing that we were discussing? I'm very happy to get all this input. Paul Martin, Bob Litter, everybody, Sasha, Mal, thank you, everyone. Let's see, what else is on this list?
Well, it's just new business.
New business. Oh, yes, new business. Do we have any new business?
I move to adjourn.
Okay, and what time is it now?
It's 10:16 New York time.
10:16, okay. Thank you, Easterners over there. Is it Bob and R. Paul Martin? anybody else on the line? Is this Bob and you? Okay, thank you very much. Bob, thank you very much, and see you January 4th.
I'm sorry. Hi, this is Brenda from KPFK.
Oh.
Yeah, I've been on the call. I've just been on mute.
When is
the next conference call? Will it be at the same time?
Is this Tracy?
No, this is Brenda from KPFK.
Oh, Brenda, okay. Yes, we will be on January 4th. It's a Wednesday, and it will be at the same time. So I think it's 5:30 Pacific Standard Time, isn't it? Yeah, it's 8:30 Eastern Standard Time.
Hang on, Nancy. I think the PNB is scheduling a meeting for January 4th. You're not going to be able to keep that date.
Oh, we just looked at the calendar when we did.
I know, and I'm just telling you that I got the email, and they were trying to decide between the 28th and the 4th, and I think they just picked the 4th.
Oh, thank you for telling me.
So it might backfire is all I'm saying, because I'll probably call you back and say, please move it. So you might want to look at another date.
Okay, then that means we have to move it earlier to the January 2nd, or what do we do? We won't know. When will everybody pick? I mean, what should we do?
We're going to have to do it on the mailing list because we just adjourned, and people have left, so.
Yes, okay. Who's talking?
That's R. Paul from BAI.
Okay, so we'll have to do it again, but I mean... practically, I mean, when do the stations pick their representatives again? When do they organize it?
The second week of January,
then the 11th, maybe, or
yeah,
on the 14th. Okay, then this may be the last meeting. That's awful.
No, not necessarily, because the full in-person meeting won't be till the 27th, and the new PNB directors won't even be seated till then or assigned to committee. So you've got the whole month of January before the committee shakes up, and then the LSBs will appoint people in February.
Okay.
So it's all good. The following Wednesday, the 11th?
No, that's the... Two LSBs.
Oh, the LSBs, yeah. Whoops.
Yeah,
okay.
Now, we went through this before some folks came on the call, and the only other open days are the 25th, Wednesday the 25th or Thursday the 26th.
Okay, sorry. I don't mean to be repetitive. I was just looking at the calendar. Okay. Well, I don't know you guys are going to do, but you're definitely the committee, you know, at least through the end of January.
Okay, the four of us. What is good between those 2 days then?
Well, I don't think the four of us should make any decision. I think we should maybe send out the co-chairs could send out a poll of the available dates.
Among us four, which one of those days is good? I just want to know.
Well, for me personally, I'm going to be taking a class on Thursday, so that's not going to work.
Okay, Thursday, no. Okay, and what was that? What else was available?
So there's a Wednesday, and then the following Tuesday, the 31st, is open.
Oh, yeah, the 31st. Uh-huh.
But that's after the full PNB meeting, so the directors on this committee may be different people by then, because the PNB is going to elect its people to the committees.
Well, they'll elect the convener, right?
No,
yeah.
They elect uh-huh. all of the directors. The directors get on here by uh-huh. being elected by the PNB at that full PNB meeting.
Okay, so 25th, how's a Wednesday with people on this line?
Are we talking January 25th?
Yes, January 25th.
Okay.
Are you okay, Tracy?
It's fine. Some people that are on the PNB might be traveling that day to get to Los Angeles, but I wouldn't worry about it too much because the majority of the people on the committee, A, aren't on the PNB, and who knows who's going to be on the PNB next year. And I think you could probably make it work.
You mean there's a meeting in Los Angeles?
Yeah.
That weekend?
The full PNB meeting that's on the calendar is in Los Angeles, and it starts on the 26th, I think?
27th.
The 27th. Okay, well, then the 25th is okay. People won't be traveling. Yeah.
I see. Okay, so Thursdays are out for Bob, but 25th seems to be okay with the people on the line here. So we'll send a...
That doesn't work for me, but...
Huh?
That doesn't work for me, but I mean, I guess I'd be the only person. Brenda.
Who are you? Brenda? Brenda, Wednesdays are not good?
Yeah, I work late that day.
31st or January 2nd. Let's look.
What are we doing?
Okay. Is there anything at the end of December? I mean, without taking people holidays? Yeah,
well, we went through this earlier.
No.
Before.
And also last meeting.
Yeah, it's just, it's not. We
no one's going to do like the 29th or, okay.
I'm okay, but I don't have to cook for anybody. I just except mother and I. And it's very,
let me check my email again because it looks like both the 4th and the 5th are available.
I thought you just said the 4th was going to be the PNB.
No. I'm saying the 4th and the 5th are both blank, and my recollection is the 4th is the PNB, but let me just make very sure that it's not the 5th, so I'm not derailing.
The 5th is personnel.
But it's X'd out, so not necessarily.
Oh, it's
X'd out?
No, the 6th. The 6th is canceled.
Oh, wait a minute. Is it not X'd out? I can never read
the
calendar. It's X'd out for Friday. They took the Thursday. They suck.
Yeah.
Okay, so it is the 4th for the PMB. Okay. Well, then, we're kind of hopeless.
So, Nancy, why don't you do a poll between Wednesday the 25th and Tuesday the 31st?
Okay.
Yeah.
I heard what Tracy said, that there might be new people, but then, they'll either deal with it or not, and if it's a bad night for them, then there can be a poll of the new members going forward. If the new members can't make Tuesday, then starting in February, it'll meet, they'll choose a different day.
I agree. I don't think it's the end of the world.
Okay, we'll do a poll for the 25th or 31st, and people on this line right here, are either one is okay?
I don't think 31st is viable, but okay.
Oh, okay, 25th. Maybe. All right. Okay, thank you very much, and good night, and thank you, all you Eastern Yankees there. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing, Nancy.
Okay. Thank you, John. Good night.